The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. There you have it, folks. A little shitty tribute to Dead Lemmy. Dead Lemmy from Motorhead. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. It's the 29th of December. This is the last podcast of the year. Does it feel like an event? No, it doesn't. Fuck it. Lemmy died yesterday. Everyone's very sad. Almost as sad as the time that, you know, Garfield Moyne's family had a little dog called, which we named Lemmy, and then he ran up fields and was basically tearing the throat out of lambs, and he had to be taken away or else someone would have shot him. So as sad as that day, it is also sad today that Lemmy from Axl Motorhead finally died. It's been a fucking miracle that he's been alive this long, to be honest. You know, what's the old fact? Like, you know, there's his blood. Like, if they took his blood out and put clean blood in, it would kill him because he's used to just pure Jack Daniels flying through his veins. What can you do? Seen them last year at Glastonbury. You know? Was it any good? No. He's 70 and drunk. Every fucking lyric just went back to the Ace of Spades lyrics. You know? He's singing away. Something, gamble. And you're like, mate, that's not the right song. Do you say anything to him? No, you can't get access. Also, it's Lemmy from Motorhead. He'd do what he fucking wants. You know? Suck that dick on his face. Anyway, rest in peace, Lemmy. Sad times. Let's look forward to many tributes online from pack of knobheads who probably never actually really liked Motorhead, but whatever. Like you, Colin? Yeah, like me. Overkill there. Did you hear that? That didn't sound anything like Ace of Spades, did it? Play, you fucking knobhead. Sounds nothing like Ace of Spades. Joking. Sounds exactly like it. You could probably switch the lyrics in there. I'm drinking black coffee. Let's party. Oh, spilled that everywhere. That is fucking disgusting. Who drinks black coffee? Like, out of... The reason I'm drinking black coffee... It's been Christmas. You know, say that in a black voice. It's been gone, been done Christmas. And it's done being gone Christmas. And, you know, you just can't be arse moving. You're sitting there. All we have is chocolate. You know, last night I was lying there eating chocolate like some sort of fucking fat bastard. In fact, here's what I watched, right? I'll tell you what some of the viewing over the last week has been. I'll tell you one thing. I was sitting there like a fat fucking just beached whale. And we decided to watch Spaceballs. I was like, put Spaceballs on there. You know, I know the fucking Star Wars film just came out. All the nerds are just absolutely just slinging arcs of jizz all over the place.
It's Star Wars, mate.
I've never seen it. I'm not that into it. I really should make myself watch it. However, I have seen Spaceballs. I think that's my problem. I've seen Spaceballs early doors. You know, I've seen it and I just don't care about seeing the real fucking films now. I've seen Spaceballs. I've seen the piss take. No need. No need to carry on. So, I'm watching that, and there's a bit where he gets a message from some guy. I think his name's Vinny. Is that his name? Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't. And beside him, he goes, you know, it's not what I have to say. It's, I don't know, whatever. And the camera pans across on the video message to, not Jabba the Hutt, but Pizza the Hutt. Google that. It's actually so disgusting. It's pretty disturbing. Instead of Jabba the Hutt, it's just Pizza the Hutt, which is like a big slob of a mess made out of pizza that bubbles and squirts out melted cheese. And in a long roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is that's what I felt like. And still feel like, you know? I think I might just have to, you know, I hate to be one of these cunts like, oh, it's me in January, I'm going to detox my body. I think I might just have to not eat anything. You know, just go on full hunger strike and just go on one of those Jared Leto fucking, oh, I've got half a grapefruit and a fucking chili powder and a juice here. And then, you know, you drink that long enough and then you just look like a hot girl. Mmm. Exciting. Although you do have to have blonde, silky hair. All right, Colin, move on. Let me plug one gig. 6th of January, Lavery's Comedy Club. We have the third ever, I want to say, live General Banter podcast. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, plus support. If you missed the last one, good, because now you get a chance to go to this one. And it was awesome. Okay, guys. So that's all I'm going to say. Let's review Christmas. Did you have a good time? I hope you did. I hope it was lovely for you. Was it exciting? Good. What was the highlight of my Christmas? Don't know. But yesterday, which isn't really Christmas anymore, which was the 28th, I made the mistake of watching about 10 minutes of Netflix production Making a Murderer. And I said to Maureen, girlfriend Maureen, I was like, hey, that looks interesting. Let's watch that. Biggest regret I've ever made. Biggest regret. Biggest mistake I've ever made. So we put on fucking Making a Murderer. And for the next, I'd say, 8 hours, we watched all of it. I sort of got the gist of it after about 6 episodes. And then I was like, I actually don't really care what happens to these fucking dickheads anymore. But she managed to hang in there right to the end. I would suggest watching it. Trust Netflix to do this, right? This show probably should have been a 2-part special, but they went, do you know what? There's enough beef in this to just drag it across fucking 10 episodes or something. Jesus fucking Christ. And it's good. It is good, but like you, after a while, you're like, all right, I'll give you a brief rundown. Here's what happened. Some dude, there was basically like some sort of sex attack somewhere in Wisconsin. And because this boy was like a bit of a local hellion, He got the blame for it without any sort of investigation. Goes to jail for 18 years. Then some sort of DNA test comes out. He gets released from jail. And he's like, hey, I fucking... You know, he gets free. He, basically, DNA sets him free and they arrest another person. And they're all like, you know, what's worse, that this man was trapped in here or that this other guy was out fucking raping all around him? Probably that bit is probably the worst bit. So the guy gets out. Then there's another fucking murder. And I think the basic premise of the whole thing was that the police in this county, wherever it was, were basically a bit embarrassed that they put this guy away and that they were getting the blame for it and they felt a bit shitty and they hated this guy anyway. So, you know, they think that they basically tried to frame him with another murder by hiding a car on his on his like scrapyard that was the car of this woman that was killed. And I don't know, you have to watch it. There's all sorts of fuckery. But, you know, to sum up my Christmas, that was pretty much it. You know, you sit around and then you watch 11 hours of murder fucking programs. Unbelievable. So just, there you go. There's me doing free ads for Netflix. If you want to check that out, Making a Murderer. And, you know, if I took anything away from it, it was... You really have to go to school, you know? You have to talk to people. You have to learn some shit. You have to build some sort of intelligence so that when someone asks you, did you fucking murder someone, you don't just go, I might have done. When you probably definitely didn't. You know, one of these guys, the guy's sitting in the court and they're like, this young man looks like he is of sound mind, but in fact, he is mentally retarded. And I love how Americans can still use things like that. He is mentally retarded. I can't even say it right. You are an absolute retarded. You know, the guy's like clearly got fucking learning difficulties. And they're like sitting there going, did you rape Miss such and such as she was chained to the bed? And he's like, I don't know. Do I say yes or no? I don't know what's going to... Like, this guy actually thought that he was going to get questioned. And then they were just going to send him home. You know? He's like, I have to go to school at 1:30. They're like, mate, we're trying to in the middle of a fucking murder investigation. Enjoy your colouring in there, you fuckwit. Even though you're 20. Oh my god, black coffee stinks. Ugh. Hold on. I scrape my tongue with a fucking Gillette Fusion. Or is it Wilkinson Sword? I don't care. Let me review Christmas. What to do? Day before, it has literally been... Today is like a weight off my shoulders because I haven't got a hangover. Day before, what do you call it? Boxing? Or no, what's the one before? Christmas Eve. Day before Christmas Eve, we're down here in the country. We go to the pub, the little local pub, with girlfriend Maureen and her parents. And we arrive quite late. You know, we'd had a few drinks already. It was going well. It was fun. And I actually do material about this where they just start singing. And which is okay, right? It's okay if you're going to start singing. Number one, if you're really good. Number two, if it's sort of towards the end of the night and everyone's winding down. You know, basically you're sitting, you get there at like 11. You know, when the pub should be in full flow. Yeah, pints, yeah, I'm trying to fucking buy pints, have a good time. And it's like someone starts singing and everyone has to be quiet, which makes me fucking just ill. You know, when it's like, oh, let me just ruin everyone's crap. Now, this is Rich coming from me who frequently talks in rooms where people are expected to be quiet and I'm the only one talking. However, that's the arrangement, you know what I mean? You want to come in, see a comedy night, just pay in, listen. That's the exchange. I go to a pub, you know, I want to drink, talk, eat, sleep, rave, repeat. You know, I want to do all that shit. You don't come in and be like, ah, it's good, crack, I fucking right now. And you have to be quiet while some fucking 105-year-old man is like singing about some girl called fucking Eileen or something.
Eileen, you're fucking something, your petticoat.
And they're like, I don't know whether this is traditional Irish songs or what the fuck it is. You're like, you can sort of half pick apart the first verse, two lines of a chorus. Here's a second verse, two lines of a chorus. Is it going to be over? Oh no, there's a third verse. Third verse. And then he gets to the thing again. You're getting ready to clap. And then he goes again. And you're like, mate, is this like some sort of collaborative fucking rapper's freestyle where there's like 20 people on it? It's one song. How much do you fucking miss, Eileen? Not even real. Made her up, you fucking lunatic. And then everyone claps. Well, that's it, Journal. Good man. We'll be dead next week. Good man. And then you talk for another 3 minutes. Shh. And then you get shushed. And you're like, for fuck's sake. You know, I wouldn't even mind. Wouldn't mind it if it was like timetabled. If they had a went, right. 12 minutes past. The next 3 minutes to quarter past are songs. And then you get another 12 minutes. And then the final 3 minutes taking you through to half. You know, if you knew the rhythm of what was happening, you'd have been grand. But this was just like every fucking like 30 seconds after the song. Shh. And the song, and like they didn't even make sense, half of them. You know, like these really, they sounded like songs about, you know, like in a time where nobody could read, so you had to be sung your fucking news. That's what it sounded like.
Paddy McSweeney's sheep got loose. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, or something. And you're like, oh my God, can you... It was embarrassing, the whole thing. So basically, went to the pub, bought a load of drinks, and, you know, sat in silence while some cunt fucking tried to sing. And you had to clap, like, you give a flying fuck. Well done, mate. Yeah. Yeah. I love the... And then some young fella got up and he's like, this intro for his song. Here's the thing, and all. I don't know the full version of. And then he starts singing something that was like borderline fucking quite dirty. And everyone got all, and you know, you don't give a fuck. But when this guy did it, you're like, mate, could you not sense the vibe in here? That you shouldn't be talking about. That, I don't know. It was a fucking mess. So we basically had to have the night out when we came back. You know, we thought you were going to go, oh, come on, go out, drink some fucking beer, you know, chill out, do whatever, and come back and then just be ready to, you know, do the normal thing. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, tea and toast, going to sleep. Instead, I had to come back and be like, Jesus Christ, need to drink that one out of the fucking system. Fucking hell. Oh. So, needless to say, the next day I had... an enormous hangover, pure dying. And then, of course, it was Christmas Eve, which we all opened our presents anyway, fuck it. Good times. I got, not only did Maureen buy me some of the coolest shit I've ever owned. Hats, fucking t-shirts, swag to the dick. Her parents bought me a GoPro, which I'm hugely embarrassed about, but, you know, I'll take it, of course I will. So I since ordered the full GoPro attachment kit, so look forward to me running around with the one that looks like a bra. Do you ever see that? Goes over your tits, and you get the camera right in the middle, which, you know, if you're like a wee skinny dude, you know, on his holidays in Thailand, it looks great. When you're a big fat bastard, and I promise you, it's not going around my fucking back. You know, I have a back of some sort of pig. And you're going, what, the pigs aren't that big, Colin? And you go, mate, look at a pig in real life. Pigs are fucking massive. And that's what my back looks like. So, yeah, I've got getting that one. I've got the little handle that fucking floats, you know? So if you're in the water and you let go of the GoPro, it bobs up to the top. Amazing! So that's fun. Gonna try and utilize that in some way, shape, or form. Make some vids. Do you know what I'm saying? Are you excited about that? Then on Christmas Day, so I had a full row with my sister. This is hilarious. We're supposed to be doing a little quiet
dinner this year in our, in, well, not our new house, but in the house we've been in, first Christmas in it. And, you know, I was going to host a small dinner, me, girlfriend Maureen, my dad and my sister, right? My sister lets me know at literally like 10 o'clock on the fucking Christmas Eve, blah, blah, blah. And like her boyfriend, she's basically going, I'm not going to give out names, am I? Am I going to give out names? Nah. She's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 dad and my boyfriend are coming. And I was like, listen, no, you know, not that you're a fucking horrible cunt, but it's like, you, of all the dinners to invite someone to last minute, the Christmas one is not a great one. And I was like, here, hold on a second, you didn't mention that before. And we had a full fucking row. I was like, you can't just last minute invite someone to someone else's house, you know? And we went back and forward and had a full fucking row about it. I was like, when I, you know, when you're buying all the Christmas shit, you're like, I had a certain amount of people set in my fucking mind here, and then now there's an extra person. And then we had a full row, full back and forth on the phone. Fuck you, rah, you fucking twat, whatever. And then about 10 minutes later, she texts and it's a photo of her hand with a ring on it. And she goes, ha, I got engaged. And I was like, oh, great. Great to the boyfriend that you invited down last minute. Now what sort of cunt am I going to be? Trying to be like, here, maybe he should have dinner with his own family because no one's really fucking allowed for enough food for... I'm talking shit, there was tons of food, like, but you know what I mean. And then she's all like, oh yeah, we got engaged and I'll see you tomorrow for dinner. And I was like, oh great! Now you got engaged after fucking about a month. Great stuff. Oh. I think it's more about the ring, to be honest. She was like fucking Gollum. My precious. It's a terrible impression. I would do a better impression of that if it wasn't so early in the morning and I'm not drinking black coffee. If I was a professional singer right now, it would not be going well. You cannot have cheese right before you go to bed and then black coffee the second you get up and expect your voice to be any good. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we had Christmas dinner. I couldn't be fucked doing a turkey. Suck my dick turkey. Which is the name of my new book. Couldn't be arsed doing turkey. And there's just certain things that are so much fuss that I can't be fucked with them. Roast potatoes. Nah, mate. I will not fucking spend that. I'll not boil them. You know, fluff them up. Put them in a pan, let them cook. You know, no, it takes fucking ages. Here's what I did. I did stuffed chicken tits, which I thought was going to be a complete handling, but turns out I'm actually really, really good at cooking, and I just rolled them bitches up like a beautiful little meat cigar. And then there was a pile of them. There's like 10 of them. And then still eating them, for fuck's sake. Ate that shit. What else did I do? Potatoes. I just did mash. Fuck it. I don't even like mash, but at least people can't complain. I did sprouts with a fucking leftover ham. Praise be to Allah. And then I did roast carrots and parsnips with fucking thyme. Mate, it was fucking incredible. Go on my Instagram and look at that. And also look at the series of post-Christmas sandwiches I'd be making. Oh my God. Unbelievable. I feel like opening a pop-up shop that lasts between, like, Christmas and January 1st, and it's just called Leftover Sandwiches, Bitch, and they're amazing. You're welcome. You're welcome, world. Also reserved some tickets over Christmas there to see Tom Stade at Daly's Comedy Club. Now, that's insane. Fair play to Chrissy Byes. He has booked an enormous act to play a tiny fucking shithole of a pub. Huh? Fair fucking play to him. He said he'd hold me over 4 tickets. Nice one. Oh. So that's going to be exciting. Christmas night, we did some sort of quiz. I was fucking knackered. Just absolutely knackered. Next day, What are we doing Boxing Day? Can't even remember. Day after that, we went up to girlfriend Maureen's cousin's house. One of her, I think it's her second cousin, I don't know, is leaving. And we drank, margaritas. Which were not in any way controlled measure-wise. So there's a good chance we all probably had about half a pint of, going on a pint of tequila each. Amongst Coronas, it was brutal as fuck. Can't really remember getting home. We played the pie face game, which looks good crack, and then in reality you're like, you know, do I have any cream? No, we don't have cream. And then the next minute you're fucking hand whipping cream. I wasn't. Someone hand whipped some cream, real heavy cream, and then, you know, what you don't know about the pie face thing is that it's not that strong, so if you put too much fucking weight on it, I suppose it makes sense. You know, it is going to slap you right in the fucking face, so it best be light. You know, you got a little light hand and a little light bit of whatever. You know, so it can't be strong and heavy, or else it would just whoosh, break your fucking teeth. So it has to be light, so you put like fucking this huge dollop of cream on it, and then it just goes blip, and you're like, oh, it didn't move at all. Too much cream. And then the reality of being drunk and covered in cream equates to you being at home, drunk out of your fucking mind, trying to have a shower. You know? Literally getting a shower drunk because you smell like baby sick because you're covered in fucking cream. What a fucking nightmare, guys. What a nightmare! So yeah, today just feels amazing. Because I don't have a hangover. And guess what we have to do today? After the 6 days of Christmas, I'm stuffing chocolates in my cock. After eating nothing but pure dog shit for the last 6 days. You know what happens now? You have to go shopping again. We have to go food shopping today. Because unless we're going to eat like... Like, I'm drinking black coffee, you know. What do you want? Do you want to cook the 3 remaining bits of bread for some toast? What do you want on it? A fucking galaxy caramel from a selection box? Yes. Probably, but, you know, I should probably go and buy some sort of green shit. I might actually try and take a little run, because the idea for me and Maureen this year is do a bit of travelling. I'm going to have to now that I've got my GoPro. I'm going to be such a dickhead. I'm going to be one of those dickheads who's like, dude, did you see my montage video? Dude, check out my montage video of the time we went to fucking Southeast Asia. Ha! Yeah, dude. That's the one thing about a GoPro I don't like, is that the sound is cake, but we'll get over it. Let me see. Let me just find some sort of twatish tune. Oh, come on, bro. Come on. Yes, play that album. Oh. That's it. Nah, I don't know. Is that a bit too much? Hold on. Oh, right now it's broke. Is this like one? Yeah, that's it. Dude, this is my montage video of me going around Southeast Asia. Yep, that's it. Jumping into some water. I'll not be doing it because I just look like my body looks like just a packet of chicken wings. Chicken thighs. Dude, here's me in a canoe. Dude, here's me whitewater rafting down a thing. Here's my girlfriend's ass. Huh? Here's me underwater with my tits floating all over the place. My chest hair looking like seaweed. Dude, here's me eating a snake's dick. That's how insufferable I'll be, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll do that. So I might actually have to try and get some sort of level of uniform body shape. You know? But that's the struggle. The struggle is real when you're a big fat shit. However, people I've done work with in the past there, Fit Fodder. You can check out the videos I've done for them on their Facebook and also my YouTube. They are set to release new ones in the future. But they're doing like a 30-day eating thing, and you can download the thing for free from their website. It's like a 30-day guide, and I think it's free, or you can... It's free for the plan, and then it's free if you want to buy shit from them to eat, which keeps it all easy. So there you go. Excitement!
Dude, here's me at a fucking... what's it called? Full moon party. Getting hypnotized and having my wallet stolen. Amazing, bro! Here's me eating fucking candy floss out of a fucking Thai teenager's asshole. Somebody to lean on.
It's crazy, like, I remember seeing a thing about Thailand, and it was gross. It was basically like a load of fucking fat, white, bald guys who were basically, fuck me, they were basically going over to bang, like, fucking kids, essentially. You know, and there was all this audio of them talking. The guy was like, oh yeah, mate, you want to go to the fucking thing down there, because, you know, you don't even have to wear a fucking rubber johnny, because they're so clean, they're like fucking 12 years old. And I'm sitting there going, trying not to barf, going, this kind of looks like me fucked Phil Mitchell. And, I was just thinking to myself after watching another program about Thailand or something, where it was like this guy got caught smoking weed and he was just literally in jail indefinitely. And they're like, yeah, well, we'll see what happens. You'll either, you know, you'll either get saved by some sort of, you know, what do you call those things? Embassy type shit. Or you're in here for about 20 years, or we just kill you for smoking weed. And I was like, so you can't smoke weed, yet you could literally pay £6 to fuck a child. Can't wait to go traveling, guys. Cannot wait. Cannot wait, guys. Oh, what? Oh, what? One of the things that cracked me up over Christmas was a lot of the Facebook messages that kept popping up. Like, you know, my mother-in-law went into town, and just before, you know, or there was the Muslim woman, and she dropped her purse, and she gave the Muslim woman her purse back. And, the Muslim woman said to her, she basically lifted up her ninja mask and she was like, here, do you know, since you were good to me, I'm going to be good to you and give you this information. The information is, do not be in Belfast City Centre on Boxing Day, because there's going to be some sort of attack. Why was Facebook full of that shit? It's making me bar. You know, look out, my friend Teresa came out of fucking Castle Court and there was a sticker in the back of her car that looked like a parking ticket, and she got out of the car, and when she got back into the car, some bastard had took a shade on it. And that's what they're doing. The foreigners don't have toilets and they're looking to take shades, and they're making you think that you got a fucking parking ticket, and all they're doing is doing shades in your fucking driver's seat and that terrible taste of fuck. Mental! You mental cunts. I mean, these things happen, but you can't be walking around in fear of them all day. You know? I remember before I went to the Fringe, producer friend, mentor, a man called Ray, used to work for the BBC. I'm not giving his full name out. You know? Basically, before I went to the Fringe, his production company essentially put the money up for me to go to the Fringe. I think we made it back, just about. Thank Christ. But beforehand, he basically bought a Mac through his company and gave it to me to take away. I never quite got the numbers on that, but I think that eventually got paid for too. I could be wrong. I could be right. The night that he fucking gave me that, I was at friend of the show, Wee Begley's, who I drank with on the day before Christmas Eve. And he's only cunt in the pub that could sing. And they're like, well, Conor Begley, sing a song. And he fucking lights one up. After everyone, like, just giving it the old fucking, I was going to kill myself and then I thought I probably shouldn't. All that shit. Begley can't actually sing, and he's hitting them with the fucking, like, if Sam Smith covered the fucking Dubliners. No, like the Christina Aguilera 15 levels. I can't even do it as a piss take, right? What the fuck was I talking about there? Oh my god. I just went complete fucking autism there. What was I talking about? Oh, so when I'm getting this fucking computer, I happened to be in Belfast. I was at Begley's house. Right? I whistled there. Ray goes, I have this computer here, I'll meet you. And I was like, right, I'm at Begley's house. Right, where is it? Comes down into the fucking Holy Land somewhere. You know, comes into the house, gives me this thing, signs this wee sheet. Alright, cheers, see you later. And all goes back out to his car. The car has been fucking smashed open. And they think they stole like an iPod or something. And you're like, see, shit happens. Does he walk around scared the rest of his life? He goes, no. Listen, bitch, I'm loaded. Smash the fuck out of the car. I'll buy another one. You Romanian bastard. Not pointing any fingers, but for sure Romanians. Here, oh yeah. So that's one thing cracking me up about Christmas. The warnings of don't be doing that. Just be careful. Just be careful. Our Sandra went into Toys R Us, left her two children tied up outside, and when she came back out, someone had phoned the police on her. Just watch out, okay? Just watch out. Just watch out. I left a bike unchained outside in the middle of a park, and some bastard took it. So just look out, Sandra, right? So that was funny over Christmas. Couple of other trends picking up over Christmas. Everyone gets engaged at fucking Christmas. See, like if I was a girl and I was gonna be proposed to and it happened at like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I'd be like, here, get a fucking original idea, you prick, will you? Instead of fucking asking me, you know, talk about stealing thunder. You'd be putting up your photo or your ring and all like, look at, I got, she said yes and all that shit. And, you know, she said yes. And then you're scrolling down your timeline and you're like, so did every other fucking knobhead who, oh, Jesus Christ. It's just not cool. Like, how shit would you feel if everyone's birthday was just on the same day as yours? Although you'd never forget a fucking, like an anniversary, would you? You'd be like, oh yes, that's right. Everyone else's anniversary. Although no one really celebrates the anniversary of your actual engagement, do they? I don't know. Moving on. I don't know anything. Hoverboards. They were popular. By the way, can you stop calling them hoverboards, saying that they don't hover at all and just have wheels? You fucking spastics. Dude, got a fucking, well, in that case, you know, you've probably got a hover car and a hover bike. What are you on there, mate? I'm on my hover bike. It seems to have wheels. Yeah, but it gives the impression if you don't look at the wheels, like I'm hovering. And it bursts into flames. That was another one. Just be careful. Our Denise bought a fucking, in quotes, hoverboard that never hovered ever. She bought the hoverboard for $39.99 from fucking Taiwan and put dodgy lithium batteries in it. And our fucking child drove it round the house all fucking day. And guess what? It bursted into flames. Isn't that crazy? We couldn't smell it at first because it's Christmas, obviously, because we're drunk and we'd smoke 400 fucking Regal filters in the house. Know what I mean? Barely knew it was on fire. What are you like? Fucking mad! Hoverboards, my dick. I'd be scared to get on one. It would go on fire if I got on one. It would just burn out on the spot. Smoke flying out of it. People would be like, Fast and the Furious style, Tokyo Drift.
So there you go, there's Christmas wrapped up in a nutshell. Some places in the UK were hit with floods, you know.
Watch out, because they live on some sort of valley, and the last time it rained, them foreigners basically caused floods, you know. ISIS snuck in there on fucking... They basically bodyboarded over on their babies' backs. So they did. And there's too many people, and it's taking up too much room, and then there's nowhere for all the rain to go, and it basically destroyed my fucking flat. You know what I mean? Saying that, it was due a mop. So I didn't mind squeegeeing the silt off this fucking lino. Alright, guys? No bother. No bother. Fuck ISIS.
Right, let's move on to some questions, because this is borderline fucking tedious, isn't it? Fucking tedious! I'll mention it, saying that I've been basically made fun of for not mentioning it. Have you seen Late License recently? It's funny because I got a tweet from an account where the name is Galen Kedis. Right? Following one tweet, and the tweet says, I'll save everyone an hour. Caitlyn Jenner can't be a woman. ISIS, BJJ, Late License isn't any good. Complaints about sponsors. And there you have a... Is that me being trolled? Did I just do a troll? Oh, I got trolled. Someone slagging the content of the podcast. Which is upsetting. If you would like a refund for all the money you pay for the podcast, you can send an email to Colin Geddes at fuckingsnogmycock.net. Okay.
Great.
Also, for sure kill yourself if you're like making up a fake account. You know? How much fucking time do you have on your hands? I tell you what, things happen. People get bored with podcasts. One of my favourite comedians in the world, Bill Burr. Sometimes I take a fucking I'll listen to his podcast too much and I'll be like, alright mate, there's only so long I can listen to you talk about American football when I don't watch it. And I just don't listen. Do I tweet him? Do I make up a fucking account where I swap the letters of his names and go, here, this is Bill Burr? Well, it doesn't work with his name because it's two B's, but, you know, do I send him messages going, here, stop talking about the things that you like talking about, because I'm bored over here whilst I'm doing nothing. Unbelievable. My feelings are hurt. Not really. Let's do some questions. Wilma, that's one you left out. Saving people an hour. You forgot about questions. There's going to be questions in there. For fuck's sake. Kai Lam. Xmas dinner. Roast potatoes or mash. Mash, purely just to make up the spud numbers. Roast potatoes are okay, but... It's a long process for a fucking crispy spud. Kiss my hole. Shay Cross 27998. Imagine your name was Shay Cross and there was like 27,997 other ones, and that's the name you had to come up with. And he's just sent me a message that says Baldy, which is hilarious. Bro, don't call me Baldy. I get very upset, you know? And I'm not quite used to it after having a completely shaved head for about 10 years. But whatever. I'm just about getting over it. So please, less of the bald joke. I tell you what would bother me more, to be honest. First of all, men go bald. You know? And it's probably...
it's probably like more of a manly thing to happen to you than me still like going to the shop and buying like hair product. Imagine me standing in a queue with a tub of fucking whatever fucking Smurf jizz that you put in your hair. Oh, can I buy this for £8 so that I can straighten and product my fucking hair? Fully ingest my knob. It's not happening, Shay. And I pray to God that's not your girlfriend in that picture. Actually, that's very unfair. You might be the girl in that photo. I don't know. You're probably the fella, the really cool guy who's wearing aviators. Anyway, I can't quite see as the photo is tiny. But what can you do? Chris@_nowhere_fast_ Surprised to see Dan Watson on Late License? ? I thought you'd scared him off comedy for good. In brackets, he's good on it though. Was I surprised to see Dan Watson? No, because I was aware that he was being involved. My issue with things like that, right, were that there were a handful of comedians really grinding out some work, you know, making videos, you know, gigging all over the place, really working hard, who were offered spots on that show. And then there were other people who did a bit and then haven't done anything whatsoever in a long time, who were still asked, would do they want to be on the show? You know, and there was plenty of them on that show where they were basically asked while they were away having another fucking career somewhere. Hey, I know you haven't done anything in the last year, 2 years. Do you want to fucking write some stuff for TV? That was my issue. I wasn't surprised to see him on it. I was actually supposed to be doing a fucking sketch with him. And I tried to contact him and nothing ever came of it. So I went another direction with it. He is good on it though. What can you do? Chris McCulloch, is it weird to have a hot tub beside a bed in a hotel room? I think I'm in a hooker hotel in Melbourne. So you got this dude and a picture. He's on a bed and he's got a hot tub in the bedroom. I mean, to be honest, mate, that looks like quite fancy. I don't know if hookers are dishing out that sort of money to suck a dick for a tenner. I don't know. Although you do feel like you'd have to bring your own like jiff or fucking Cillit Bang and wash that bitch out before getting into it. I take it that's your girlfriend. But yeah, you don't want to be getting in the hot tub with your girlfriend and you get out and both of you have chlamydia. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, there's a part of my cheek that I've bitten repeatedly for about fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. Helian Phenom, what? Helian Phenom, don't even know what that means. Are you into boxing? And if so, are you looking forward to the Frampton Quigg fight? I'm not hugely into boxing, to be honest with you. But I will watch that fight for sure. There's too many fucking things in boxing, isn't there? Too many federations and whatever. They need one. And they've got... Yeah, I'll watch that fight. I mean, who else? I wouldn't mind seeing your guy Anthony Joshua fight someone that wasn't fucking cake. I don't follow it enough, to be honest. I should get into it, but I don't know. I feel like the first thing I ever watched was MMA, so I'm used to just watching a different style of fighting where there's more going on. In fact, since I've done jiu-jitsu... Oh no, Colin Kettis talking... I've mentioned it all now. ISIS, jiu-jitsu. Since I got into that, I actually watch more of that probably than even MMA, but I don't know, I watch the big boxing fights like some sort of fucking fair weather fan. What can you do? Chris Reezy, what do you make of the big TV screen returning to Shaftesbury Square from the 1st of January? That'll be great. I'm going to have a word with Lavery's and be like, here,
pull some fucking dick strings there and get an ad for the comedy club up on that motherfucker. Yeah, it should be exciting. You know, the more shit that you pile into Belfast, the better. As I vomit in my mouth. Get the big screen up, you know. Get better public transport. Get fucking the shops open later than 6 o'clock. Make places be, you know. Can I get a cup of coffee? No, mate, it's 6:10 in the evening. All right, so just there's a whole pile of people rushing home from work. And they can't even get a cup of coffee. You know, you're open all day when no one was fucking in it, you fucking dicks. That drives me mad. I was walking up the Lisburn Road and there was a coffee shop when we used to live in that neck of the woods that I enjoyed going to. And I was going somewhere and I was like, I'm going to grab a coffee here. And as I walked up, I was like, why is this place shut at like 9 o'clock in the morning? You know, I was like, you're a coffee shop. For sure be open for people on the way to work. Are you mental? Fucking madness. I hate that. I hate when you're like, you go somewhere and you're like, this place is shut. Why is this place shut? You know? You should be open as much as you can. Especially if you're like a coffee shop or something. Fucking insanity. You know, or like there's some place where you maybe like eating in, or you like their takeaway or something, and it's like, oh yeah, we shut at like 8. You're like, no! Let me tell you something, if you were open to fucking 2 in the morning, I would get one every fucking night. You fucking savages. The book reserve, favourite book. That's a difficult question to ask a fucking retard like me, saying that I've probably maybe only read about 3 books my entire lifetime, which is very embarrassing. And I think the reason is, it's a fucking task for me to read a book. Not from an intellectual point of view, just from like the actual physical setup of reading, which would require sitting still and looking at the fucking thing. That drives me mental. Very, very visual fucking learner, you might say. Oh, come on, Google, you piece of shit. Anyway, favourite book? Let me glance over at the pile of books that I have. I don't know. I mean, I've made the mistake in the past of reading a few things and... What the fuck? Let me see. Favorite book? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I start reading and then I'm like, I actually know a lot of this. I'm not going to read stories. You know what I mean? Fiction type shit can fuck away off. Anything fantasy. I'm never reading anything fantasy based. Not in this lifetime. I don't know. The last book I read that was very interesting was The War of Art. And I want to say, his name's something Pressfield. I want to say Stephen. Stephen Pressfield. The War of Art. And it was basically, because the guy's an author, and he broke down the process, like basically the creative process, and this thing called... resistance, and you know this mental block of that he called resistance that basically stops you doing the things that you want to do. And I'm terrible for this, you know. I would be going, oh, wouldn't this be a good idea for a video, and you just never really get around to doing it, and the only thing that's stopping you doing it is actually just going and doing it, and there's something in the fucking way. But his book breaks it down very well. So that, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and maybe about 3 Goosebumps. And that's it. You know? Just terrible at reading. I might get into audiobooks, though, because the amount of podcasts that I shit through is quite outstanding. So I might have to get into that sort of world. I just can't sit and fucking read. It drives me mental.
But it's the same way I can't sit and play a computer game. I can't sit still and be like focused on the... I'm not into it. So it works both ways, really. What other questions? Fuck. Ever play any musical instruments? Yeah, I own a handful of guitars, which I can barely play. But the white one looks nice. You know what I'm saying? Let's go through these questions. Chris McKeown. What's better? The city airport or the international? Who gives a fuck? Aaron Granville. I've never been in a fucking good airport in my life. Although I did nearly kill someone at the city airport once whenever I used to smoke. And the plane to Edinburgh was delayed by about 4 hours. And all these businessmen were going back out through the fucking check-in to have smokes. And I said to the guy, can I go out there and have a smoke? And he goes, no, sorry, once you're in, you're not allowed back out. And I was like, right, well, them cunts got fucking out. So I went back again. I was like, mate, you're going to have to let me out here because I can't smoke in here. And these guys are going out all the fucking time because they're in suits. And then he goes, well, can I see your ID? And I hand him my ID. And he looks at it and he goes, oh, that's not who, because it says Colin Geddes and not fucking Barry the Blender. This guy goes, oh, well, that's not what the fans over there said your name was. And I was like, in real life, I would love to fucking have just picked you up by the neck and went, don't ever abuse your power again, you highlighted haired little fucking pansy. But because he works in the airport and I'd probably go to jail, he's able to just go, show me that. Do what I say, or else you will be considered that you're causing a scene. Thank you! And then gives me a bite. I was like, oh, mate, I want to fucking boot your legs out so hard. Woo! Aaron Granville, has your finger ever slipped in while you've been wiping your hole? ... Yo! Well, Aaron, I would say, what sort of man are you if you haven't accidentally just pierced a hole in the bog roll? You know? So there you go. How dare you ask me such personal questions? You know, I'd have you some sort of slap fight if you weren't a fucking purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and probably choke me out with a glance. Just a glance, and I would collapse. Nathan Constelia, best way to eat a bagel? Just with your mouth, bro. And also, opinion on oysters. I've never had one. Would I be angry if I never had one? Probably not. It's a thing I would like to get into, loads of seafood. However, any time I've eaten things where it starts to... when it goes beyond, like, fish and prawns, any of that weird shit, just I've boked every time. So there you go. Too much information! Oyster bagels. What's the best way to eat a bagel? Just with as much bacon in it as you can really fit. You know? Helen Larvin, how are the chicken breasts at Christmas? This is all very foody, isn't it? Am I gonna have to do a separate food one? Probably. Here, Colin Geddes, add that to your fucking list of stupid shit that I talk about. Food. See, you don't even know what I talk about. You're not even listening properly, you fucking prick. How were the chicken breasts? They were good. They were. I said this at Christmas. By total accident, I managed to get everything perfect. Everything just came out perfect. You know, the sprouts weren't completely done, and I left them in a bit too long, and I just in time pulled them out with all the rest of the stuff, and I was like, do you know what? That was the perfect level of roast. Another food quiz. These are all foodie. Matthew Foster, have you ever ate squid? If so, is it any good? I haven't. I've eaten cuttlefish. Is that similar? It was fucking delicious. Didn't barf after that, but there was enough pork there to sort of keep it grounded. Oisín Fitzpatrick, what's your favourite animal to use in a fight? What? What is your favourite animal to use in a fight? I have no idea what the fuck what that means. If I was in a fight and I was like, yeah, I was able to turn around and go, and my animal come out of somewhere, I would just hope that it was like a fucking, something like a rhino, I think, you know? Really, really strong. not a lot of soft spots for you to kill it that easy. Yeah, probably like a rhino. And it just fucking horns you to death. Right, we're really going to have to plow through these. 58 minutes. Jesus Cristo. Right. I remember you saying that you went to uni in Derry. I'm thinking of doing the same thing. Got any advice or tips living there? Yeah?
Go somewhere else immediately, you fucking mentalist.
I went sort of as a last resort. So if you have a chance to go anywhere else, I would go somewhere else. I'm not slagging Derry, like, it's okay. I did a gig there last Thursday. It was decent. But it's just, like, a night out in Derry is grand. But just living there for fucking 3 years is not so much fun. It's okay. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with it other than, you know, there's nothing to do. But I would definitely go somewhere else. Try and go to just a big city and just fucking see what it's like to live by yourself in a big city. Instead of up there where it's like, oh, I don't know, mate. Just, but if you've got your fucking mindset on it. I mean, when you go up and you're living in like halls or something for the first year with a load of students, it's going to be good crack no matter where you are, but maybe I just stayed there too long. Whatever. Sorry to shit on your fucking world there. What's the worst present you've ever got for Christmas? Fuck. I hate answering questions like that because as soon as you go, this is the worst present I ever got, it makes you sound like a spoiled wee cunt. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever got anything. I was like, bro, throw out the fucking bin immediately, you cunt. What's your opinion on the NIMMA fighter storming Norman Park? Yeah, I'm a fan. You know you're going to be a fan of any Northern Irish fighter in the fucking UFC. It's pretty cool. Is it funny when he gets interviewed? It's hilarious. Joe Rogan, tell me how you feel about winning. Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. Kicking the you know what I mean? It's always funny. Yeah, he's getting better every fight. Who's he got next? Can't remember, but I'll keep watching. It's hard to fucking be any fighter that's not Conor McGregor right now, isn't it? Although, Robbie Lawler, Carlos Condit coming up. Jesus Christ, it's going to be mental. Kenneth Wilson. Why? These are so many food questions. How do you cook your perfect steak, including any marinade and accompaniments? It's like anything. Like, if it's really good, you don't need to do anything to it. You know, if you had a really fucking good bit of steak, you know what I mean? Throw it in a pan. Just, I think that my technique is you just don't touch it. You just throw it in. And sort of trust the timing. You know, what's the rule? Like a minute for every centimeter thick it is. You know, so if you got like a 4 centimeter thick one, you just fucking, what is it? 2 minutes each or 4 minutes each side? Or I don't know what the fuck it is, but whatever. You throw a bit of butter in it. Some people smack it with like an old bunch of thyme. That's pretty nice too. But you rarely have to do anything with it. When you fuck the butter in, you can throw, like, sort of smash a garlic, throw it into the fat, let the garlic come out into the butter and shit, and then you're spooning all over the top. Whatever. Do you know what's nice with steak? Ketchup. And there's probably some people out there screaming at me, but it's alright. You can make that, what's it, chimichurri or something? It's supposed to be nice too. I don't know, it's just, there's a million ways to do it. It's the same question. Tina Devaney, did you buy Sean T's hip-hop abs? No, I didn't. That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Hey, do you want to dance your way to fucking six packs? Wise up. Although I would probably buy it just for the crack. McGregor versus Dos Anjos. How does that fight go? Michael Montgomery. I'd have to say it wouldn't go too well for McGregor, but I could be wrong. He could just fucking spark him out with one punch. Danny Williams. What's the worst thing about that? Well, let me go back to that fight. Dos Anjos. Dos Anjos, how does that fight go? I don't think it goes well. Just with the pressure, I don't think it goes well for McGregor. But then he's so fucking quick and powerful that, like, your man could just charge him and just get knocked out the way everyone else has. What's the worst? I would say Dos Anjos, cardio wise, probably beats McGregor. There you go, boring answer. Danny Williams, what's the worst thing about this? The knowledge that your ma had to watch it at least one part to comment. And it's a picture from a Twitter account called Porn Comments. And the Porn Comments. There's a comment under a porn video. Why are you doing this? Please come home. Your father and I are heartbroken. So someone's obviously left a message in this porn video. It's supposed to be their mum. I would say that the worst part of it is that the ma's just been watching some porn and then found that her daughter's in the fucking video. You know, and there's no good way to learn about that, you know. Someone's like, here, is this your daughter in this porn video? And you're like, mate, were you just watching porn? And then the daughter popped up? For fuck's sake, bro. Yeah, that would be weird. I might, like, just that your daughter would end up doing porn. Depends what sort of girl, you know. If she's one of those broken fucking meth addict ones, you're like, oh, bro, did not do well. However, if it's like, you know, the girl's all just like, yeah, fuck it, I do porn because they pay me loads of money. Suck my dick. Then you're like, fair enough, work away. Swear word of choice when you stub your toe. Probably something very racist that I can't say out loud right now. Sean Loughran, will you ever make another I Am Fighter? Nope. There's no point. I'll just make Barry the Blender videos as and when I want. There's no point in doing those round things anymore. It stinks. You know, I literally just do one if it's applicable to something that's happened. So it's fine. Have you ever watched the new Star Wars? I suppose I should ask, do you even like Star Wars? I probably should have vetted the question so that the last one wasn't about Star Wars. I'm going to make a point of watching them, okay? And I'll give you the feedback. And then I'll go see the new one. I will not pay for them. I will download them illegally. And that's all I have to say really right now. But I'll go check it out, I promise you. And I hate to end the podcast on such a absolute downer, but this is what happens, guys. Let me plug gigs again. January the 6th, I'm going to be in fucking Lavery's Comedy Club doing the fucking live General Banter podcast. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd. And then on the 11th is a fundraiser gig at the Pavilion. With William Thompson. He's putting it on. There's a great lineup at that. And it's in aid of Marie Curie fucking cancer. So let's go to that too. It's a great lineup. It's like £6. All the money goes to charity. So there you go, folks. Go to that. That's exciting. That's all I have for you this week. I'm going to go. It's really sunny outside. I'm very excited about it. And I'll speak to you in the new year. We wish you a merry new year. You know, it's fun. It's fun to do.
Dude! Here's me taking photos with little impoverished brown kids. But it's cool because we then bought some bracelets off them.
Right, see you next week. Take it easy. Bye.